From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. For the first time, a woman has been named music director of a major American orchestra. The board of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra voted today to appoint American conductor Maren Alsop to its top artistic post. The decision comes in spite of opposition from the orchestra's musicians, who wanted a greater voice in the selection. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
Maren Alsop is currently the principal conductor of the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra in England. Classical music insiders had long speculated that Alsop, who is 48 years old, would someday lead a major American orchestra. That day will apparently come in 2006, when Alsop is slated to take over as music director of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. The orchestra's board voted overwhelmingly today to offer her the job, according to a statement. The orchestra's musicians put out a statement of their own, saying they would work to make inspiring music with Maren Alsop, but also that they were unhappy about the selection process that led to her hiring. Drew McManus writes a blog about arts administration. He says all seven musicians on the search committee wanted orchestra management to keep looking for a new conductor, but they were outvoted.
The musicians, I think, feel very slighted since they unanimously voted to extend the process that they weren't being considered as strongly as they should.
According to a statement released Sunday, 90% of the orchestra's musicians wanted management to look for another candidate. It's not uncommon for orchestra musicians to be picky when it comes to their music director, says Henry Fogel, president of the American Symphony Orchestra League.
I don't think there's ever been an appointment of any music director where you could say the orchestra unanimously agreed with that appointment.
Fogel says it's only in the last 25 years that musicians have been a part of the selection process at all. One of the first orchestras to go public with its objections to a prospective hire was the Cleveland Orchestra. In the early 1970s, the Cleveland musicians rallied against the appointment of conductor Lauren Mazel. John Rautenberg was then a violinist in the orchestra. He says the musicians took an informal vote that showed very little support for Mazel.
Out of the 100 orchestra people, two people voted for Mazel. And I think there were 11 or 12 votes that said anybody but Mazel. Mazel was hired. And we learned to live with it.
In spite of that inauspicious start, Rautenberg thinks Mazel's tenure in Cleveland turned out to be relatively successful. The American Symphony Orchestra League's Henry Fogel agrees, and he thinks the musicians in Baltimore will also rally behind their new music director.
I've seen Maren Alsop conduct a number of times, and I have to tell you, I have no trouble saying I think it's a wonderful appointment.
It's already a great leap forward for the classical music world, according to Deborah Borda, president of the Los Angeles Philharmonic.
It's a message that it's the 21st century, that issues of gender are becoming really de minimis.
The Baltimore Symphony Orchestra has scheduled a press conference tomorrow to introduce its new music director. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.